Hello, welcome to NC Asian American Ministries Podcast. My name is Sammy Ju, your host.
Today, I'm going to preach about true prosperity gospel. What? Prosperity gospel? I'm not going to listen to this preaching. Well, my friend, at the end of this sermon, you will know how true prosperity gospel is different from the prosperity gospel. True prosperity gospel is about true blessing. In today's passage, we're going to learn about two major blessings, long life and reputation. Again, let me say, long life and reputation. Can you raise your hand if you do not want long life and reputation? Good. I don't see any hands lifted. Who would not want to live long life? Who would not want to be famous? We all have a deep desire to live a long life with good reputation among people. Especially in this pandemic time, long life is desired. In this social distancing era, reputation is valued. You don't want to get COVID-19 and end your life in ICU. You want to live healthy and reach 100 years old, right? But even so, living long is not enough. Even if you live a long life, if you live a lonely life with no reputation and no one is around you when you die, what's the point of living long? You do not want to live and die isolated. Reputation matters. So you may want both long life and reputation. Now the question is, how can you get both long life and reputation? So today I'll teach you how. So today's lesson is very, very important. And I want to encourage you to listen very carefully so you can learn the wisdom of getting both long life and reputation. Let's read today's passage. My son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of life and peace they will add to you. Do not let kindness and truth leave you. Bind them around your neck, write them on the tablet of your heart, so you will find favor and good repute in the sight of God and man. Number one, long life. How can you get long life? The answer is through keeping God's word in your heart. Read verse 1 one more time. My son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. Now, if you keep God's commandments, in other words, God's word in your heart, then you will have longer life. Now, let's see who is talking to who here. King Solomon is the author of the Proverbs, and it says, my son. So King Solomon was speaking to his own son. This is a family talk between father and son. Of course, the Bible is for all of us, and this verse is for us as well. But it shows us the important lesson should start in a family. Discipleship should start with the closest person, your family member. Do not try to find someone far away to teach. You will ultimately get there, but do the Bible study and prayer together with your spouse and your children first at home. My family does devotion each day. Every morning I send another devotional email to my kids. I pray for my kids every day. Why? Because I need to do discipleship with my family first. So start with your family. Now, what does the King Solomon say to this son? He says, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. Note the phrase, let your heart keep my commandments. It doesn't say let your hand or feet keep the commandments, but let the heart to keep it. It starts with heart. Now, discipleship starts with family and starts with heart. It starts from the closest person and the closest part in us. Even before we act on God's word, we need to keep God's word in our heart. Now, Deuteronomy 6:6-7 emphasizes this, saying, put God's word in your heart and then teach it to your next generation. Anywhere you are. I've seen this happening in my life because my father exemplified it. He just retired from his church where he served for 47 years faithfully. Now he moved to a new location, but in his previous home, in his room, everywhere was covered with Bible verses. I mean, literally everywhere. Even in the ceiling, he put Bible verses there. The reason is to see, memorize, and meditate God's word at any time, even including bad time. He intentionally did it to put God's word in his heart, and it heavily influenced me. He is 73 years old, yet his goal is to memorize 3,000 Bible verses. As a next generation myself, I learned from my father's example, and I'm doing what he does. I memorize the Bible verse, one verse per day, and I have done it since July 23rd, 2018, and I've been memorizing more than 600 verses so far. My goal is to memorize 3,000 verses by 2027. Now, why am I doing this? To impress you or to brag of my memorization skill, which I don't have? No, I'm doing it just to put God's word in my heart. I strongly recommend you to do the same. So our vision is to raise 21st century Moses for Christ. We encourage 21st century Moses to memorize at least 365 verses. So I post those 365 verses one by one each day on our church Facebook. So I want to encourage you to check that out and to memorize those verses starting from today. Keep God's word in your heart. Now, if we do, what happens? Long life. Look at verse 2. For length of days and years of life and peace, they will add to you. Wow, isn't that an amazing promise? It says length of days and years of life and even peace will be added to you. So that's the secret for a longer life. Well, does it mean that if you memorized 100 verses, then you can live 10 years more? Or if you memorize 3,000 verses, then you will live 30 years more? What do you think? We just learned that if you put God's word in your heart, then you will have longer life. But we bump into a realistic problem. Did people of God all live long life? Well, Noah lived pretty long, and Abraham lived up to 175 years old of age, and Moses died when he was 120 years old. So that's pretty long. But what about people in the New Testament? Except the Apostle John, all the other 11 disciples died relatively young. Apostle Paul died probably during his mid-age life. Even Jesus Christ, the Word himself, died young. There are some debates about actual age of Jesus, but let's say he died on the cross when he was 33 years old. It's a still very early age to die. Not to mention Bible memorizers, even Bible authors, and the Bible himself died young on the earth. How then Proverbs 3, 1 through 2 should be understood? What does long life really mean here? Isn't a long life living more than 100 years on the earth? We need to look at the long life in a little bit different angle. There are two aspects of long life: individual and communal long life. First, individual long life is not lifespan on the earth, but it is life in eternity. Friends, you need to recognize that your life on the earth is not all. It's just a tip of an iceberg. Even if you live up to 100 years of age, compared to eternity, it is like a speck of dust. Eternity is waiting for you. Everyone will live eternally. Question is where you will spend your eternity. Truth is that there are only two places for eternity: heaven and hell. If you are God's children and you are saved by God's grace, you will spend eternity in heaven. And that is what long life means. Psalm 91:16 says, "With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation." However, sinners who do not believe in Jesus and do not have any relationship with Christ Jesus will spend their eternity in hell. Everyone will spend eternity anyway, but it will be heaven or hell. Eternity in heaven is eternal life, but eternity in hell is called a second death. It is life, but death like life. We have an old Korean saying that when people are suffering so much, they say life is like death. You're alive, but if your life is continued with misery and frustration, you may feel like you are locked in a casket and breathe in a gas chamber. You're alive, but you're dead. What if it is continued forever? And that is what hell is. But eternity in heaven is that you are alive more than ever before, forever. It is eternity with satisfaction. You have abundance and fullness of life. And you will say, I feel so alive today, every day, forever. Where are you going to spend your eternity? If you are outside of Christ, you need to come to Jesus right now. Otherwise, you will spend your eternity in hell. So come and believe in Jesus today. This is the individual long life. Now, there's a communal long life. Many people emphasize on individual long life only. I'm sure you have heard about that for a long time, but there is a huge missing point. Communal long life is the integral part in the scripture. It is the long life which is continued by generation after generation through multiplication. Now think about a flower. When a flower falls down, it dies, but the seed will continue to spread out and the new life will continue to grow and multiply. Now people are the same. Even when you die, your children will continue to live here and their children will live through multiplication. Now, multiplication is such an important command in Scripture. Genesis 1:22 and 28 says, be fruitful and multiply on all around the world. Genesis 12:1-3, God gave the promise to Abraham to prosper and multiply all on the earth. It was for the multiplication for God's kingdom and His people. Now, this promise has been fulfilled in Christ Jesus on the cross. Isaiah 53:10 says, but the Lord was pleased to crush him, putting him to grief. If he would render himself as a guilt offering, he will see his offspring, he will prolong his days, and the good pleasure of the Lord will prosper in his hand. It says, the Lord God was pleased to crush him. Who is him? Jesus Christ. Crushed Jesus on the cross. Jesus renders himself as a guilt offering at the cross. Now see what happens as a result of giving himself as the guilt offering. It says, he will see his offspring. He will prolong his days. In other words, he will have long life. Now what does this mean? It means that Jesus' death brought long life through multiplication. Isn't that amazing to see Jesus' death, multiplication, and long life are all here together in this one verse? How is it possible for Jesus to have offspring and multiply himself? He did not get married. He was a single. But he has his children through his death on the cross. His life is continued on the earth through his children, the church. Jesus rose from the dead and he is alive in heaven, yet he is also alive communally here through his church, through his children, which is his body on the earth. Now we are his children, we are his church, we are his body. Jesus lives in and through us. We also live in and through Jesus communally. Jesus lives long in us and we live long in him, and that is what long life means. So without Christ, without his death and resurrection, there is no true long life. Jesus accomplished true long life on the cross. Verse 2 mentions about peace. Hebrew word for peace is shalom. What does it mean? Is it a peace of mind when you have masks on your face that you don't have any fear of COVID virus? Or is it that you have life insurance so that whatever happens to you, your spouse and family will be okay receiving financial aid? Shalom is much more than that. It means completeness. It means all missing pieces are put together perfectly and completely. If you have 500 pieces of puzzles, even if you miss one piece, it is not shalom. Shalom is when all 500 pieces are put together perfectly without any missing piece. Peace here is godly term showing who God is, Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end. And He is who speaks and He is who accomplishes all perfectly. Note that Jesus said the last word at the cross. He said, "It is finished," meaning that it is completed. It means that Jesus' death is shalom, peace. True peace, true shalom came through Jesus' death. Now let's put them all together. Long life, peace came through Jesus Christ, His death on the cross. Jesus is the one who brought long life and peace on earth as it is in heaven. Without Christ Jesus, there is no long life, there is no peace. So let's go back to how. How can you have a long life? Through keeping God's word in your heart. Did you know that Jesus is God's word? John 1:1-3 says, Jesus is the word of God. So keep Jesus in your heart. That is how you have true long life. Receive Jesus in your heart as Lord and Savior and do not turn away from Him. Always listen to His word and obey His word every day individually and communally with the church. Now, let's go to the next point, reputation. Long life and reputation. Now, how can you have a reputation? By writing the truth in your heart. Look at verse 3. Do not let kindness and truth leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. So you will find favor and good repute in the sight of God and man. Building around neck and writing them on the heart with the truth means transformation by the truth. The Bible often describes people with stiff neck and stubborn-hearted people because of their sin. But when you bind the truth around your neck and write the truth in your heart, you become totally new person. You are no longer a stiff-necked person, but you are a humble person before God. You are no longer stubborn-hearted people, but a soft-hearted people. Now, how can this transformation happen? How can this writing in your heart happen? It is by the Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians 3:3 says, "It is clear that you are a letter from Christ, the result of our ministry, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on the tablets of stone, but on the tablets of human hearts." The Holy Spirit must write the truth in your heart. The Holy Spirit is who transforms you, and your heart is where transformation happens. Then the result is finding favor in the sight of God and man. In other words, you will gain reputation before God and man. Now, if you gain reputation as an individual, you may be tempted to become arrogant and look down on other people. And God hates the proud. But if you gain reputation as a group, that's a different story. Again, we need to look at this in a communal perspective. Acts 2:47 says, "Praising God and having favor with all the people." And the Lord was adding to their number day by day those who were being saved. Now, this is not talking about individual reputation, but it talks about the church gaining reputation before God and human, because Acts chapter 2 talks about the church. In Acts 2, 120 people received the Holy Spirit. They were transformed individually first, but they were also transformed communally because they became the first church. The Holy Spirit continued to work in and through them. They met together every day, loved each other, shared everything together. They fellowshipped together at homes and temple courts. They praised God, and they gained the reputation among people. As a result, they gained the reputation even among Roman Empire, and more people became followers of Jesus, Christians. Church multiplied. You see, reputation and multiplication are working together. Long life and gaining favor are connected. It all happens in the church in Acts chapter 2. reputation and multiplication, the blessing. In Proverbs 4:1-4, all happen at the same time. How? In and through the church transformed by the Holy Spirit. Now think about this. If someone as an individual gains a long life and reputation by him or herself, it is good for him or her, but if the person dies, that's it. No more life and no more reputation. But if the whole church gains, whole group gains the reputation and multiplies, it continues. This is how long life and reputation works in God's kingdom. It is not just individual, but communal. Earlier, I mentioned about prosperity gospel and how is it different from the true gospel. It is a false gospel because it emphasizes on individual blessings only. It is about my wealth and my health. It is okay as long as I become healthier. It is okay as long as I achieve my dream and I become millionaire. It is okay as long as I go to the best college in town. I don't really care what other people in the church are going through, whether they're suffering or not. You know, the prosperity gospel promote and develop individualism in the church. They even use the law of attraction in the church. Oh, do you want to become million dollar? Do you want to have a $1 million house? Just declare it in Jesus' name, and the house will be yours. Do you want to become CEO of a company? Just say it in Jesus' name, and you will become CEO. Friends, lots of pastors preach like that. Lots of people believe it, but the Bible never says it. It is totally against the truth, and it is even satanic. James 4:3 clearly says, you ask with wrong motivation to spend it on your pleasure. The Bible warns about this type of individualism. But if you seek long life and reputation of the church, the body of Christ, it is good. Do not pray for your own long life and reputation, but pray for long life of the church, the body of Christ, so that the church will multiply herself through leading more people to Jesus Christ. Pandemic can close the church building and make believers become sick and stop activities and gatherings, but pandemic cannot stop the power of the gospel saving people from sin and hell. Through online and other creative ways, God will continue to multiply Christians all over the world. That is what long life is. And we need to pray for that. Pray for reputation of the church. Pray that more Christians would shine in this dark time and more people would find hope in Christ Jesus through the church so that more people would follow Jesus. This is why we're starting house churches. We want to see long life through house church multiplication and reputation through being the church in hurting community. Don't just go to church to get blessing, but be the church to be the blessing to others. If you are individually blessed with finances and health, great. Now be the resource to share and help others who are in need. Now if you are suffering, don't be discouraged. Reach out to brothers and sisters in Christ and get help, and help others as well. Keep His word in you and write His word in your heart by the Holy Spirit. And be the church, be the blessing. And this is how you live long life and gain reputation. And that is the true prosperity gospel. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this gospel message. Father, please lead us and guide us not to fall into false gospel that promotes individual long life and individual reputation. Father, please give us discernment that we would not fall into it, but lead us to the right gospel that you designed and you desire. Father, we desire for long life. Father, we desire for the reputation, but not for our own individual desire, but for the community, for the body of Christ, for us to have a long life so that we can multiply ourselves for your kingdom. Father, so that we can gain the reputation among this community, among this dark time, in this dark time, so that more people would see your glory through us, so that more people would come to know you. Father, please help us and guide us and lead us to be the church, to be the body of Christ who lives the long life, who gains the reputation among people. We thank you, praise you. In Jesus' holy name, I prayed. Amen.